Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us. And for that, we're totally grateful. Again, I'm Aaliyah Butler. I'm your host tonight. And tonight's topic is Make It Count. But before we jump into the topic, because I'm excited about it, y'all, we're going to thank our sponsors. Thank you, sponsors, to April Graphics. They handle all of our graphics, all of our photography. So any pictures you guys have seen me in the last probably 2 years, two and a half maybe, any flyers, anything you've done, seen professionally done, that's April Graphics, APHOGRAFX. And then you can contact them on their Facebook page or their number 706-489-6416 or email them at aprographics@gmail.com. Then we have our own travel ambassador and business coach, Cornelia Brown. Elder Cornelia Brown is absolutely awesome. And guys, she's going to give you your free travel portal. All you got to do is give her a ring, tell her you heard it right here on Fire to Inspire. And you can call her at 404-786-0873. Tell her you want your own travel portal, your own personal portal. And it is lifetime. She give it to you for free. Tell her, you know, she's going to hook you up because me. Leave your email address and your name or your phone number and your name, and she'll get that taken care of for you. Also, if any of you are interested in being a travel ambassador and making some extra holiday money, she'll be able to help you with that as well. Vodiology is the people who takes care of our jingle and our infomercial. The song that you heard as we were coming on, that's actually written by Vodiology. They did the music and as well as rewrote the words. Vodiology is V Audio and then L-O-G-Y. They have a Facebook page or you can call them at 706-873-1519. And our singing voice, y'all heard that beautiful singing voice on the show. Okay, so the beautiful singing voice is none other than Deidre Norvette. And Deidre Norvette has a new EP called This Is Me. Y'all go out and support my sister. It costs less than getting a value meal, I'm telling you. And you will be inspired. You will be blessed. It's called This Is Me, and it's on all of your digital outlets. And finally, last but not least, if you hadn't got your 21-Day Mind Detox, go on out there and get it. Your 21-Day Mind Detox is an e-book that I wrote, the last book that I wrote. It's $2.99. It's on all your digital outlets, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Smashwords, all of them. All right, so tonight, y'all, we're going to talk about the topic of Make It Count. Now, let me tell y'all how the Holy Spirit works. When you're opening yourself up to just be used by God, he'll talk to you anywhere you, when you're not even trying to be talked to. I was at my, one of my high school friends, one of my best high school buddies, her mom passed away, and I was at the memorial service. And Pastor Claude Wallace said, in life, you have a birth certificate and a death certificate. And he said, and a lot goes on between the two. So he said, a lot goes on between your birth certificate, your death certificate, and, you know, the time you take your eternal rest. And at that time, I heard the Holy Spirit say, make it count. I was like, what, Lord? Lord said, make it count. So wherever you are, when you're saying, okay, God, you know, use me, I want to be used by you, just make sure you're ready to listen at all times, because I heard that sitting there. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about some scriptures that, you know, he led me to. And then from there, I'm going to ask y'all some questions. So let's chat. Let's chat about it, okay? All right, so here we go. So like I said, he said, it's what you're doing between that birth certificate and that death certificate. He said, it's what are you doing with it between that time frame? Think about it, y'all. Woo! What are you doing between when you were born and when you take your eternal rest? So now as we look over, you know, our lives, I know that by the time we hit our 30s, 40s, and some people 50s and so on, we should not be making the same mistakes that we made in our 20s, and we should not be making, reacting the same way as we were in our 20s when we're in our 30s, 40s, and beyond. Okay, so we should be learning a little bit of wisdom, gaining wisdom and learning insight as we're moving and growing, right? So that's one of the things that we definitely need to do. We absolutely should not be reacting at 40 and 50 like we did at 20. Mm-mm, that's not good. You know, growth is essential, and it's not about getting older. We should grow in everything that concerns us. And sometimes you see people seem like their growth is stunted. When I say their growth is stunted, they're growing in age and that's it. That's not God. But this platform was built on the premise of God telling me, he said, tell the people that it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I called them to. So I was like, okay, Lord, I've taken on this assignment that you've given me and I accept it. But right before, the month before I go live, you say, tell them that it's time to stop existing and start living the life I've called them to. Okay, God. So when he gave the topic of make it count, it definitely kind of, it went hand in hand with the premise of the show. So with that said, I have a question for you. I have several questions. Y'all know I'm asking questions. Are we living or are we still existing? Ask yourself that. Am I living or am I still existing? That's one question. Next question. Am I truly making the best use of my gifts, of the gift of life that God gives me daily? So this life that God has given us, it's a gift that he gives us daily. Are we using, am I using, because let's make it personal. Am I using it to the best of my ability? Now, my next question is, are we living our life intentionally? Are we living life intentionally? Are we just going through life, you know, just like we're on a Ferris wheel, you know? Are we being intentional? Just ask you that. Now, are you giving God your best or are you giving God your rest? Ooh, you heard me. Are we giving him our best or are we giving him the rest? Are we just giving him crumbs? Are we giving him the best of us in our life? And what legacy are we leaving for our children? Many of us are parents. If we're not parents, we may be godparents. We may be aunts and uncles. What legacy are we leaving for the next generation that we, you know, that we have in our family? What are we leaving? What legacy are we leaving? Okay. So there's no such thing as just life. No. There's so much life on the inside of you that it's time to just really live it to the fullest. You know how you see the song, I'm living my best life? Well, it's time for us to do that. It's time for us to make every second, every day, every hour, every minute, every second count. We've got to make it count, y'all. Now, let's go over the scriptures, okay? First scripture is Ephesians 5:15-18. And I'm reading to you from the Good News Translation. And it says, so be careful how you live. Don't be like ignorant people, but like wise people. Make good use of every opportunity you have, because these are evil days. Don't be fools then, but try to find out what the Lord wants you to do. Do not get drunk with wine, which will only ruin you. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. So we got to be careful to live as people led by God, not just, you know, being ignorant. And that was Ephesians 5:15-18. That was a Good News Translation. Now, next one, Colossians 1:10-12. And I'm in Good News again, okay? Colossians 1 says this. Then you will be able to live as the Lord wants and will always do what pleases him. Let me read that part again. Then you will be able to do as the Lord wants and will always do what pleases him. Your lives will produce all kinds of good deeds, and you will grow in your knowledge of God. And then verses 11, 12 says, may you be made strong with all the strength which comes from his glorious power, so that you may be able to endure everything with patience. And with joy, give thanks to the Father who made you fit to have your share of what God has reserved for his people in the kingdom of light. So that scripture says so much to me, y'all. Look at that. He says that we'll produce, because if, you know, if we're doing what he's called us to, we will produce great things. And then also, he's already reserved the things for us, his people of the kingdom of light, right? Woo, I tell you. Now, here we go. Ephesians 2:6-7, New Living Translation says this. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ. So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness toward us, as shown in all he has done for us who are united with Christ. Y'all, Ephesians 2:6-7 with New Living Translation. We were raised with Christ in the heavenly realms. We're seated with him in the heavenly realm. And as we are seated, we're united with him. So there's no reason for us to live beneath when we've already been created to live above. And then the Ephesians 2:10, New Living Translation yet again. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good works he planned for us long ago. We're his masterpiece. So again, we're awesome. So why are we living our lives as less than that? And the final scripture, and I'm going to read that to you from King James and Message. And that's Mark 8:36. And it says this. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Now, the Message says this, y'all. 36:37, the Message says this. Self-sacrifice is the way, my way, to saving yourself, your true self. What good would it do to get everything you want and lose you, the real you? What could you ever trade your soul for? Y'all, oh my goodness. When I look at these scriptures and I look at the topic, make it count, we need to make our lives count every single day, every single hour, every single minute, every single second, and utilizing our gifts, being able to use it to build, you know, to build the kingdom of God and for the glory of God, and let other people see him through us. Not people saying, look how she at, look how he at. That's why I don't go to church. No, be that light at all times, because you never know who's watching you. But also, not living a life that is just, oh, I go to work every day, and I can't stand this job. And I just, you know, no. What is it that you love to do? And I'm gonna harp on this because God has me staying here. What is it that you love to do so much that you would do for free? What is it? That's when you, and when I used to mentor teens all the time or young kids, I would ask them all the time, what is it that you absolutely love with all your heart? Because if you could figure that out and you could make an honest living off of it, you'll never work a day in your life. Because that does not feel like work when you're doing what you're called to do. I absolutely love doing what I do. God shifted the show a little bit for the last couple of weeks, and I'm being obedient as he's, you know, shifting. But whatever God is calling you to do, it's time for you to live that thing out. It's time for you to stop living in fear. It's time for you to stop using excuses. Well, you know, I don't have the education. It's not about the education because, baby, let me tell you how favor can take you someplace. The favor of God upon your life can move you into places that education may not be able to get you to. And I am a person that I'm all about education. I'm all about this. But you cannot use that as an excuse because you can get in there, get trained, and then the place that God has taken you to can be the one that say, hey, we're going to pay for you to get that degree to go back and be official. But I promise you, no more excuses. No more delays. I will harp on that too. It's time for you to walk that thing out. Because, hey, there's a teenager, there's a young lady, there's a young man that's looking for you to show them what they need to do. There's a person looking for you to say, hey, you know what? I didn't think this was doable. But I saw you and I watched you. And as I watched you, it made me have the confidence that I can do it, that I could breathe again, because some people are like walking around like zombies and they don't feel like they're even able to exhale. But to see you operating in your gifts, living out your life, and being able to share your story, people will be able to see that there is life beyond whatever you've been through, because your testimony is going to push them through. But we got to make this life count, y'all. We have to, and as my spiritual father said, he said, God has made a huge investment in us. Now it's time for us to make sure that he's paid back in full in a huge way, that he gets a huge profit from his investment. It's time for us to be that great profit that he's placed on the inside of us to, because he's invested everything in us. And it's time for us to make it count, everything. Now, I got questions. Some of those questions that I asked you guys, I need y'all to respond. Now, I haven't really been reading the thing, so if y'all been responding, I apologize. Here we go. All right. So, anybody have any comments? Some of the questions I was asking was how we're living out our best life. What are we doing? What are we going to do differently? Hey, everybody. How y'all doing this evening? Hi, Danita. Hi, Nikki. Hi, Marion. Hi, Aaron. Hey, Willie. Hey, everybody. Hey, Hedy. Hey, Nisa. Yeah. But what are you doing differently for in wrapping up 2019? What are you doing differently going into 2020? What is it that you're doing differently to maximize, to make this life count? What are you doing differently? What is your plan to move forth and making 2020 a great year for you? Because we're not going to start in 2020. We're starting now. We have 6 weeks. Remember last week I told you guys we have 7 weeks from last week. We have 6 weeks left, and we're going to make these 6 weeks count. Because guess what? We're going to make every moment count. Hey! Hey, Minister Cousin! So we're going to make every moment of our life count, y'all. So now, with that said, any responses to anything I've said to this point, be it some of the points I made, the scriptures, whatever. I need y'all to chat back now. This is how we're doing at this point. You know, until the Lord move us differently, I move as he say move. So with that said, the topic is make it count. We got a birth certificate. We have a death certificate. In between there, we need to make every bit of it count. What are you doing to make your life count? We got to be intentional. Intentional living. I've been talking about intentional living the last 2 weeks, y'all. Intentionally living out the life that God is calling us to in this hour. It's time. You know, it's time. Y'all talk back to me. Don't be ashamed. Don't be shy. Let me check on my radio audience because some of them may want to talk. Sometimes they get shy on me too. I don't need y'all to get shy. If you want to talk on the radio, you can dial 929-477-2178 if you want to talk on the radio portion. Otherwise, I'll actually read it for you, read it on for them to hear it. But it's 929-477-2178, or you can do the chat, and I'll actually read it for them if you don't want to call in, because y'all try to act bashful. And once you dial that number, press 1 to actually talk back to me. That's 929-477-2178. Press option 1 if you want to talk. All right, so I was checking on them. They're acting shy over there too. But, you know, one of the things that God gave me last week was, how will you respond last week? But everything has been talking about us being intentional about living this life that he's calling us to. And also making the moments count, making our lives count, and creating an awakening for some people, because like we said last week, some people don't even realize they're asleep. But, you know, it's time for us to, I pray that as people hear my voice, that there is a shaking to wake them up. If they're still asleep, there's a shaking to wake them up. Good evening, Kim. So as you're moving forth in this life that God is calling you to and making every second count, making every moment count, what is it that you plan to do to make every moment count? Tell me what you're planning to do. So anybody, you can type it in or you can dial 929-477-2178 and I'll put you on the radio line with me. Otherwise, you can type in here and I'll respond. I will read your response. Last week, we had the people responding back and forth. They was having some good conversation. I need y'all to speak tonight and quit being shy. But what is it that you will do differently? What is it that you're planning to do differently to make sure that you're making your life count? Like I said, the next generation is waiting on us. So we got to live. We got to show them. We're the example for them. We are. And in many cases, we are that lifeline for some of them. We are. And so, and many other people, the people that are waiting on you to get in position and use your gifts and do what you're supposed to do, you may be their lifeline. You may be that very person that's keeping them from giving up. And in most cases, you're going to be the person to keep them from giving up. So it's time to make it count. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every year, y'all, we got to make it count. It's no more saying, you know what? Well, I will one day. Let's start today at almost 8:30 p.m. Let's start today. Good evening, Jose, my brother in Christ. Great evening to you. My radio people, I am not talking to myself. I am on Facebook Live, doing a live as well as the online radio show. Minister Saret, she says, be intentional with my time, not filling it with good, but what is best. Amen. I applaud you on that. She said she's not going to fill her life with just good things, but she's going to fill her life with the best things. Thank you so much for your response. She said, not good, but best. And that's what we got to get to, a place of stop sticking in that place of comfort, that mediocrity. Just no. No more. But it's time to get rid of the status quo and walk in the extraordinary. Oh, somebody need to write that. Somebody need to type that in. Get rid of the status quo or get rid of mediocrity and move into the extraordinary. No more ordinary, move into the extraordinary. However you want to put it. It's time. Mediocrity is not yours. That's not yours. It's time out for that, as my mom would say. It's time out for that. So anybody else want to respond on making it count? How will you make your life count? What is it that you plan to do? What is it that you're currently doing? Or what is it that you're going to shift into doing to make your life count. Plan to be more purposeful. Time to be uncomfortable. I applaud you, Mr. Carter. Yes, ma'am. It's time to get uncomfortable. Yes, because it's in that place of discomfort that you'll shine the most anyway. I remember when the Lord told me to do this, I was like, what, Lord? You want me to do what? And so it was one thing to hide behind the radio, but when he said that I had to start doing lives when he would direct me to, I was like, really? So it's in that place of discomfort that he can use you the most, because you're really going to be listening to him and listening for him, right? I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Thank you, Kim. Yes, we are shattering those comfort zones like they are a mirror or an egg. We're just shattering those comfort zones, and we're moving forth in the things of God. So no more common or ordinary. We're moving forth in the extraordinary, because that's who you are. That's what you were created to be. You were created to be extraordinary. You were created to be that superb being that you created to be. So stop saying, you know, well, I don't know how to do this. Well, guess what? You're not going to know how to do it if you keep saying it. You're not going to get there if you keep saying it. I want you to start speaking life and stop with the word curses. No. You're going to speak life. You're going to be intentional about your words. You're going to be intentional about your living from this day forward, because it's time for us to do so. So anybody else want to chime in? Hey, cousin, how you doing, Dana? So what is it that you're going to do differently if you haven't already implemented it? What are we doing differently to move forth and make every moment of our lives count? We got people saying, I'm moving out my comfort zone. I am making sure that I'm not just doing good, but I'm doing the best. And let go of what is placing us in a place that's placing us in a move forward motion for Christ. What is not moving us? Let me read that over again. Let go of what is not placing us in a forward motion in Christ. Yes, ma'am. Let go of everything that is not moving us in forward motion. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. We need to be like the woman with the issue of blood and go against the crowd to be made whole. All right, then, Ms. Francis, I tell you, yes, ma'am. It's time for us to do that pressing and press forth into where he's calling us to, and not just, you know, because her faith said, you know what? If I touch him, I'm going to be good, because I know who he is. And if I touch the Almighty, the I am, if I touch him, I'm healed. So we got to know that we're moving forth with that same faith, because we're his, right? Girl, you're going to make me get up and run. Amen. Anybody else, what are you doing to make your life count? You're making every day, every moment count now. From this day forward, from what's today, 19th? From November 19th at 8:29 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, from this day forward, you're making every moment count. What is it that you plan to do? What is it you're doing to help you move forward or move in intentionality with this life, this gift that God gives us daily? And it's called a gift of life. What is it that you're doing or you're going to do differently? I tell you, I'm loving y'all's comments. Thank y'all so much for responding. Because like I said, what the Lord had me doing was telling y'all it's time for us to chat about it. Because it's not about just my voice or a guest voice, but to hear your feedback, because your feedback is helping somebody else. I promise you it is. Because when I get the feedback after the show ends, through chats, through phone calls, through text messages, y'all don't know how you're being a blessing to people. So thank you for your obedience, because it is blessing many. I want you to know that. So what is it that you're doing differently, or that you're going to do differently, to make your life count? We have six weeks in 2019 left. What are you doing to make your life count? And that's what I want you to be thinking on. If you don't know, that's fine. Take some of these things that these ladies are saying and adopt it and adapt to it. Okay? Adopt and adapt. because it is time for us to come out those comfort zones. It's time for us to become uncomfortable and walk in the things that God is calling us to. Even if you don't have the background in what God is calling you to, it's time to do that thing. Thank you so much, Bishop Dennis. I bless God for you. Thank you so much. I applaud all of you all as you're responding because, like I said, you don't know who you're blessing tonight because as people read it, I'm telling you, it's hitting people's spirit because I feel it. I'm telling you, being a blessing to many, a blessing to many. But as you're thinking about this, I want you to think about whether you have children, grandchildren. These messages are strengthening me already. Yes, I told y'all. Didn't I tell y'all? Think about if you have children, even if you don't have children, you have nieces, nephews. Think about what is it? Think about them looking up to you and think about them saying, I want to be just like you, auntie. I want to be just like you, uncle. I want to be just like you. And then you say, "Ooh, wait a minute, I'm not living my best life. So let me adopt these things and live this best life so I can be that great mentor, so I can be that great role model for them." Because we don't want the world to be their role model when we got the great role model right there in the household or right there in the family with them. So it's time for you to rise up and do the things that God is calling you to. Because I'm telling you, it's already on the inside of you. It's time to adopt and adapt and just shift on to the and move forward. Shift and move, shift and move. It's time, y'all. Just like a straight drive. If any of y'all know how to drive a manual car, enjoying making the best of it, getting rid of the status quo. I plan to come out of my comfort zone and press forward to better myself, getting more into God's word. Amen. Amen. And then I have another one saying they're going to rise up. All right. So it is time to come out of that place of complacency. And that's what everybody's saying. We're coming out of those comfort zones and making it happen. I mean, and it doesn't have to look like somebody else's. Do not, and hear me clearly, do not compare yourself to anybody on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and anything else. Compare yourself to you because you're going to be the best version of you that God is calling you to be. You're going, since you've already shifted, you've already adopted, and you're adapting, you're already better than you was yesterday. So compare yourself to yesterday, not anybody else. Compare yourself to you. Okay? So I want you guys to remember that because so many people do that comparison thing, and that comparison thing will keep you in a place of, oh, I'm never enough. I'm not going to be good enough. The devil is a liar. You're already good enough. You're already better than the best because you are the best, okay? Nobody can, and I love to say this. God gave this to me one day. Nobody can be the best version of you like you can. I can't be who you are, and I'm not going to try to be, but I'm going to be the best version of me so God can get the glory out of my life. And I want you to be the best version of you so that God can get the glory out of your life. Because I'm telling you, these young people need us. These young adults need us. They need us. And so as we're moving forth with that and being intentional about our lives, being intentional about our words, we're going to shut down. I want somebody to type this in for me. We're going to cut off every word that does not serve us life. So if that word sucks the life out of you or it does not line up with what God says about you, cut it off. Hey, everybody. Hey, Miss White. Hey, Elise. Everything that does not serve you, edify you, build you up in any way, I want you to just go ahead and eliminate it. Go ahead and hit the cancel button on it. Okay, remove it from your vocabulary. Do not allow the words that you're saying to come against what you're believing God for. Y'all heard me. Do not allow the words that you're saying to come against what you're believing God for. So if you're believing God for that home, stop saying, well, my credit ain't going to never get right so I can get this house. Well, it ain't because you're saying it. You're counseling what God has already promised you. Stop counseling them out with your words because your words are either creating or they're creating life, or they're going ahead and creating death. There's no in between. It's life or death. That's it. That's all. So what are you doing to make every moment count with your life now? What are you doing? Anybody want to add to that? What are you doing differently? We've had, coming out of our comfort zones, we have had, I said we're adopting and adapting things, right? So what is it that you're doing that you plan to do? Stop canceling God's promises. All right, Dana, stop canceling God's promises. That's right. Because his promises for us are yea and amen. But if we're going against it, we're creating it. We're creating that cancellation. No, we're creating an approval of what he's already said. So from this point forward, I am telling you that you are going to go ahead and stamp your approval on what he's already said for you. So your words got to line up with that approval. Your words have to line up with what he said. Okay, so I want you to be intentional about your words. And if you find yourself saying something negative, I want you to just be like, go ahead and close your mouth. Just shut it down. You may even have to do like this. Okay, so whatever you have to do to cancel that you are about to do, cancel it. Even in playing. Okay, even in playing. Girl, you know my credit bad. You know, but even in playing, no, we're not doing it. Not even, we're being intentional about our words, even when we're playing. Okay? So that's what we're doing. Thank y'all so much for your responses tonight. I love it when y'all chat back with me, because that's what the Lord said we were supposed to do with these sessions. All right, so anybody else? So we're coming out of the comfort zone. We're being intentional about our words. We're being intentional about forming new habits. We're being intentional about walking in our gifts, because for too long, too many people are just living out somebody else's life. Well, you know, my grandmama and them, you know, they was in the, my grandmama and them worked for Ford, and I'm just saying a name, y'all. I'm just throwing something out there. And then, so I got to work for Ford because they worked there, you know, because we worked over there five generations. Nah. If that is not what God is calling you to, no, you don't have to work that same job, because you don't have to do what everybody else did. You're living a life that God is calling you to, making myself intentional. Thank you, Ms. White. Yes, we are making ourselves intentional. Yes, everything, intentional speaking, intentional thinking. Y'all, that's big right there. When you shift your mindset to line up with that, I'm thinking intentionally. I'm thinking that my credit is good enough to go ahead and get that house. I'm thinking that my credit is good enough to get the car that I want. I'm thinking that I am a six-figure income earner. Whatever it is that you're thinking, that you're desiring, I want you to speak it. I want you to believe it and write it down. Because as you're starting to see it, you start affirming that thing. You start believing it even when you're questioning yourself. Seeing it and writing, you start believing that thing. And you just be like, "Ooh, I may not see it, but God, I thank you because your promises are yeah and amen. Still, I may not see it with my physical eyes right now, but my promises say that I still have my yes on that thing. Because remember, that favor can take you so much further than what you see in the natural. Anybody else? I love y'all responses. Yes. Anybody else? What is it that you're doing, or you're going to adapt and adapt to live a life of making it count? You get your birth certificate, you get a death certificate when you go to sleep, you know, eternal rest. What are you doing in between? What are you doing with this life, this gift that God gives you every single day? What are you doing with it? So we're stopping and with the canceling of God's promises with our words. We're breaking and healing generational traumas. All right, doctor, breaking and healing generational traumas and creating our own table rather than always looking to be invited to somebody else's. You said it, my fool. Yes, you did. That's the doctor in the family, y'all. Yeah, I'm going to read that one again, okay? You're breaking and healing generational traumas and creating your own table. You're creating your own table rather than allowing others, always looking for others to be invited to somebody else's table. So you're creating your own table instead of waiting on other people to invite you to theirs. You're creating your table. Speaking and believing it today. Yes, I absolutely love it. My God, y'all are awesome. Y'all don't even understand. As the person that always motivates and the person that's always pouring out, I'm telling you, y'all are just like, y'all are feeding me tonight. So thank God for your obedience and thank you for your participation tonight. Oh, wow, this is so beautiful. Anybody else? Woo, wow. So we're being intentional. We're letting go of comfort zones. We're coming out of comfort zones. We're no longer being complacent. We're shifting our mindset. We're stopping with counseling the promises with our words because we're being intentional about everything concerning us, our thoughts, our words, everything concerning us, we're being intentional about it from this day forward. So we're not going to be concerned with what you did before we started the broadcast. Anything you did before 8 o'clock, that's the past. Don't dwell on the past. We're moving forth from this moment forward. So this moment forward, you're moving forth in the things that God is calling you to. We're being intentional about everything now. Anybody else? Let me check the radio broadcast, y'all. See if anybody wants to talk over there. If y'all are over here on the radio land, 929-477-2178, press 1. But I am loving y'all's feedback tonight. Oh, this is so, it's beautiful, and it's really encouraging the people who are listening via it. They're listening by online radio, or they're actually listening now, or maybe they'll be listening to the replay. So I'm telling you, you're being a true, true blessing to many, and thank you so much. Wow, y'all. Oh, my goodness. So tonight's topic was Make It Count, and next week we're going to be doing our annual show called What Are You Thankful For? So we're going to allow, you know, people to do feedback, but the Holy Spirit is doing a little differently this year. And so we are going to have people, you know, we're going to open it up if time permits. But the Lord has allowed me to ask. Okay, I've typed it in the thing. All right. It's 929-477-2178. And the option is 1 if you want to actually talk on the radio show. But in this show for next week, we're going to open up the lines of time permits, but I have, 6 people that the Lord has put on my heart to actually share with you guys. And then I'm number 7, but being number 7, I'm just going to be like real short because I want you all to hear, what's on their hearts. But we're going to talk about, what we're thankful for, because one of the premises for that show that God gave me the year that I was going to do a replay, I was saying, okay, God, we're going to do a replay. Which one you want me to do? And I start hearing him say, what are you thankful for? And I'm like, well, God, I'm thankful for everything. And then the day of the show, I'm like, okay, Lord, the show's tonight. Which one do I play? And he said, you're not. You're going to actually do a live show, and your audience is going to be your guest. And because there's so many people that go through things during the holiday season, and there needs to be some people need to hear others saying what they're thankful for, to lift their spirits, to dispel the hopelessness that they're feeling. And I'm like, wow, great evening to you, everybody, as you're joining. And so next week, that's what we're going to be doing, our annual What Are You Thankful For show. So we're going to have those 7 people, those 6 people and myself present. And then as time permits, we're going to open up the lines for you guys to share. Because, again, we are counseling hopelessness and infusing love and hopefulness for those who don't have it. Because you have so many people that may have lost loved ones or anything. And sometimes the holidays are hard for people. And just like, you know, for some folks, like my friend went to her mom's funeral last week. This is going to be her first Thanksgiving or first holiday without her mom. So, you know, it's hard for some people during the holiday season. So it's that particular show that the Lord said that's going to bring light, life, and love. So y'all make sure you tune in next week. We may do a Facebook Live. Some of the people are, I think I have some people out, a few people in South Carolina, a few people in, one in North Carolina, a few in Georgia. So I'm going to see how we're led to do that. But we're definitely going to be doing, we'll probably be doing a live. And for those who have access to an iPhone, they can actually come on the screen with us. But yeah, we'll go ahead and do a live again next week. And but the topic next week is, what are you thankful for? So if you want to share, when they finish sharing, we'll open up the line for you guys to be able to dial in and share what you're thankful for. Because again, the holidays, for some people, you know, it's hard for them, but we're going to be able to, you know, help them make it even easier with sharing what we're thankful for. Well, guys, I thank you so much for an awesome, awesome show, awesome, awesome night. Thank you for every person that shared. Thank you for every person that will listen to the replay or come back and watch the video. Again, we're doing everything we need to do to be intentional about living and to make every moment count. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. See you same place, same time next week. Love you guys. Have a blessed one.